Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today we're diving into a powerful message from the book of 1 Samuel that really gets to the heart of God's sovereign control over every aspect of our lives, from life and death to our daily circumstances. Today's Bible passage is from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. The Lord puts to death and gives life, casts down to Sheol and brings up again. The Lord makes poor and makes rich, humbles and also exalts. That's 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 6 to 7.
Today's Bible verses pack quite a punch, and I think you'll find them particularly relevant to whatever situation you might be facing right now. The incredible truth we find in these verses is that our Lord holds absolute authority over life and death. Think about that for a moment. The very breath we take is in His hands. He has the power to both give and take life, a profound reality that should fill us with awe and reverence. But it's not just about the physical aspects of life and death. When the scripture talks about God lifting us from Sheol, it speaks to His ability to rescue us from our darkest moments, those times when we feel like we've hit rock bottom. He's right there with the power to pull us back up. This fundamental truth transforms how we approach our daily lives. It means that every morning we wake up is a gift from Him. Every challenge we face is under His watchful eye, and every victory we celebrate is by His grace. When we're struggling with anxiety about our future or wrestling with circumstances beyond our control, we can rest in the knowledge that we serve a God who holds all of life in His hands. Consider how this changes our perspective on the challenges we face. Nothing catches Him by surprise. Nothing is beyond His reach, and nothing is too difficult for Him to handle. He can breathe life into dead situations, restore what seems lost, and bring hope where there appears to be none. When we look at our circumstances in life, it's amazing to realize that God has the power to completely transform them in an instant. He can take someone from the depths of poverty to the heights of abundance, and He can lift the humble to positions of honor. This isn't just about material wealth or social status. It's about God's sovereign ability to orchestrate every aspect of our lives. Think about it. The same God who created the universe cares enough about your individual situation to be involved in its details. Whether you're struggling to make ends meet or facing challenges in your career, He has the power to change everything. But here's what's really fascinating. Sometimes He chooses to leave us in our circumstances because He's working on something deeper within us. The beauty of God's control over our circumstances is that it's always purposeful. When He makes someone poor or rich, when He humbles one person and exalts another, it's never random or arbitrary. Every change, every situation, every circumstance is part of His greater plan. This truth should bring us comfort knowing that our current situation, whatever it may be, is under His careful management. What's even more remarkable is that God often uses our circumstances to shape our character and deepen our faith. Those seasons of humility. They're opportunities for growth, those moments of exaltation. They're chances to glorify Him. Every circumstance becomes a classroom where we can learn more about His faithfulness and experience His sovereignty firsthand. Remember, God's control over our circumstances isn't about making our lives easier. It's about making us more like Him. So, whether you're in a season of abundance or scarcity of humility or honor, you can trust that He's working all things together for your good and His glory. Let me share with you the powerful testimony of Hannah. A woman who experienced God's faithfulness firsthand, Hannah's story is one that resonates deeply with anyone who has ever waited on God's timing or faced seemingly impossible circumstances. In her deepest moments of despair, when she was unable to have children, she poured out her heart to God with such raw honesty that she was mistaken for being drunk.
But what's truly remarkable about Hannah's story isn't just that God answered her prayer by blessing her with a son. It's her response to God's faithfulness after receiving the gift she had longed for. She didn't clutch it tightly to herself. Instead, she wrote a song of praise that acknowledges God's supreme authority over every aspect of life. This wasn't just a simple thank you. It was a profound declaration of God's character and power. Hannah's song shows us something beautiful about faith. Even though she had experienced years of pain and social shame, she came to understand that God hadn't abandoned her during those difficult times. Her waiting period, as painful as it was, became part of her testimony. Through her experience, she gained a deeper understanding of God's sovereignty, that He alone has the power to reverse fortunes and transform lives. What's particularly inspiring about Hannah's praise is that it goes far beyond her personal situation. Yes, she received the son she prayed for, but her song celebrates God's authority over all of life, from the poorest to the richest, from the lowest to the highest. Her personal experience of God's faithfulness opened her eyes to see His work in every aspect of life. This is what genuine faith looks like, when our personal encounters with God's faithfulness lead us to trust Him with everything else. Today, Hannah's testimony continues to encourage countless people who are waiting on God's timing. Her story reminds us that our seasons of waiting aren't wasted time. They're opportunities to develop a deeper trust in God's faithfulness. Just like Hannah, we too can choose to praise God, not just for what He gives us, but for who He is, the sovereign Lord who holds all of life in His hands. You know, it's not always easy to hold on to faith when life gets tough. We've all been there, those moments when the weight of our circumstances feels overwhelming and we find ourselves questioning whether God really is in control. But here's the beautiful truth I've come to understand. Acknowledging God's control isn't about having all the answers. It's about finding peace in the midst of our questions. Think about those times when you're going through something difficult. Maybe it's a health crisis, a broken relationship, or financial hardship. It's natural to wonder why we have to endure such pain and suffering. But this is where the power of testimony comes in. When we hear stories from others who have walked through similar valleys and emerged stronger, something powerful happens. Their experiences become beacons of hope, lighting the way forward and reminding us that we're not alone in our struggles. I'm constantly amazed by how God uses the stories of others to strengthen our faith. When we hear about someone who faced bankruptcy but experienced God's provision, or someone who endured a serious illness and found healing, these testimonies become anchors for our own faith. They remind us that God's control isn't just a theological concept, it's a living reality that plays out in the lives of real people just like you and me. The beautiful thing about finding joy in God's control is that it doesn't require our circumstances to be perfect. Joy comes from knowing that even when we can't see the whole picture, we serve a God who does. It's about trusting that the same God who brought others through their trials is working in our situations too. When we embrace this truth, we can find peace even in the midst of our storms, knowing that God's control isn't just about power, it's about purpose.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, You are the giver of life, the one who holds all power and authority. In moments of uncertainty and struggle, remind us of Your sovereignty and steadfast love. Help us to trust in Your perfect timing and to see the beauty in Your plans, even when the path feels unclear. Like Hannah, teach us to praise You not just for Your blessings, but for who You are, a God who transforms lives and brings purpose to every season. Strengthen our faith, Lord, and use our circumstances to draw us closer to You. May we rest in the peace that comes from knowing You are always in control. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, may God's infinite wisdom guide your steps, His unfailing love surround your heart, and His boundless grace fill every moment of your journey. Walk in confidence, knowing His blessings are with you always. Blessings and peace to you.